What I've got for you today, and I'll put this up on the slide, this is kind of what my agenda is, some things that I wanted to talk with you about. Tax reporting under the ACA has really been the thing that's been occupying a lot of my time thus far this year, and we'll talk a bit about that. We're kind of getting to the end of the road for the inaugural reporting on that, but there are still a few things that I want to point out to you. As you deal with these issues for yourself, as you talk to clients who may have questions about these, some of these are some points that I see coming up a good bit with my clients and with colleagues' clients, and so I think you may run into some of these questions in your own practice. And I just wanted to give you a few things to think about as they come up for you, because some of these are some fairly thorny issues with some unpleasant consequences if you get them wrong. So we're going to talk a little bit about tax reporting and what's been going on with the ACA and tax reporting thus far, where this is the kind of the tail end of the first part of the reporting that the ACA has foisted on us. Then we're going to talk about some problem areas that I see a lot of employers running into involving things like leased employees and staffing relationships and how you handle that under the Affordable Care Act. The evergreen issue of worker classification and how the ACA really kind of puts the screws to that issue. We'll talk a little bit about waiver payments or opt-out payments where you know maybe try to incentivize employees to drop your health plan and sign up for coverage through the exchange. That's something a lot of employers have at least considered briefly. And then we'll talk a little bit about what I call informal health plans, reimbursement arrangements that, you know, are maybe intended to serve in lieu of a full-blown health plan. And there's some complexities that come along with that may not be obvious to you if you don't spend a lot of time thinking about this stuff. Then I've got a couple of sort of odds and ends that the ACA has left out there, one of them being the Cadillac tax, which is perhaps on life support at this point.